Greetings, and welcome to my podcast about, of all topics, podcasting. The project that I am currently undertaking with one of my third grade classes is having them create podcasts about our city, Battle Creek, Michigan. Initially, I thought my students would be excited and energized about this project, but the scope of what I want them to do overwhelmed them when I introduced it briefly to them. Moving forward, I think I'm going to take a step back with them and show them what a podcast, like the project that I am intending, can look like. I plan on reintroducing the project to them by showing them an example or two from the Our City project that I found on learninginhand.com. I think that by giving them examples to start with, I can set them up for success. I think I may have overestimated the ability of my students by outlining what we were going to do without sharing examples first. I may have also overestimated their skill with the computers. From previous work with this group, I knew that the research portion of the assignment wouldn't be too difficult for them. We have done at least one other research project together, and the resulting projects turned out really well. I think the idea of having to take that knowledge and record something that will be published on the internet is what is intimidating them. We have not done anything in the way of recording in my computer lab before, so I think the newness of it may take some time to wear off. Going forward, I think I will let them record something unrelated first before moving into the project. That way, they can get some experience with the program in an informal, ungraded setting. I did have a few students who seemed excited to get to work on the project based on my initial introduction. Perhaps I will break them off into a separate group and have them complete an example project for me before I reintroduce it to the whole class. By doing this, I could train that group of students to be experts in podcasting and have them help out their classmates when we go to do this as a class. Another modification that I could spin from this would be to change the project from an individual project to a group project. I could put one of my experts into each group to make sure that they were successful in their endeavors. I think this would also make the task of developing a script, recording, and editing their project a bit more manageable for all of the groups. Being that I only have one microphone and one headset with a microphone in my computer lab, the recording aspect of this project is a bit difficult to accomplish. Also, I found out that not all of my computers that I have in the lab have sound cards that are capable to hold recording. This was a very unexpected turn, because I thought since they all looked the same on the outside, that they would all have the same components on the inside. This hurdle is going to make it difficult when I go to have the whole class record their work. I will be limited to the number of computers that do have the necessary hardware and might have to develop a recording schedule. On the plus side, I used my research for this project to approach my principal about acquiring more headsets with microphones. She agreed to purchase a full lab's worth, which really made my day. Now, it's just a waiting game.